All right, get ready, because today we're going to really dig into one of those sayings that everyone kind of knows, but maybe not everyone really gets. Do not judge. We've all heard it, but what does it actually mean when you try to live it out? And like, does it really mean we're not supposed to have any opinions about anyone?
That's such a great question, yeah. Especially for anyone who's ever, you know, just tried to figure out what it means to be human.
Right. And to help us really break this down, we're looking at a lecture by Dr. Bill Mounts, specifically his thoughts on Matthew 7.1, test 6, from his series on the Sermon on the Mount.
Ah, the Sermon on the Mount. It's just packed with, like, so much wisdom.
Okay, so Dr. Mounts starts out by giving us three different ways people usually interpret do not judge. The first one, and he kind of dismisses this one pretty quickly, is the idea that it means you're not supposed to have any opinions about anything.
I can see why it kind of throws that one out, though.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going through life without ever forming an opinion about anything? Not only would it be basically impossible, but think about how we learn and grow as people. We observe stuff, we think about it, and we form opinions. It's how we interact with the world around us.
Exactly. And like Dr. Mounts points out, even in the Bible, there's so many examples where judgment is totally necessary. You have to be able to tell the difference between like a false prophet and a true teacher, you know, and you have to be able to address like really harmful stuff within a community.
Totally. And even if we think outside the Bible for a second, if we take this interpretation too far, it would mean we couldn't have any moral judgments at all. Like, we couldn't say that things like murder or theft are wrong, because that would be, quote unquote, judging. It just wouldn't make sense.
Okay, so then we get to interpretation number two, which Dr. Mounts calls, don't be censorious. I'll admit I had to look that one up.
Yeah.
It's not a word you hear every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it pretty much means being super critical, always looking for something wrong, you know, just putting people down for no good reason.
Yeah, no one likes a Debbie Downer. But Dr. Mounts is careful to separate this from being discerning.
Yes, that's a super important point. Being discerning means you can recognize when something's wrong,
yeah,
but you do it because you want to help, not just to be mean.
All right, so far, so good. We've gotten rid of the whole never have an opinion thing, and we've landed on don't be a jerk. Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
But then Dr. Mounts throws a curveball at us with interpretation number three, and he says that Jesus actually meant do not judge super literally.
Yeah, this is where it starts to get you thinking, right?
Yeah.
Because at first, it seems like it goes against everything we just talked about.
Totally. So how does he, like, how does Dr. Mounts explain how this really strong interpretation works with the fact that we do need judgment sometimes?
Well, he brings in the work of Greg Boyd, who says in his book, Repenting of Religion, that we humans have this habit of making up our own rules about what's good and bad. And then we judge other people based on our own ideas, which, you know, are often kind of limited.
And I love the story he tells about how he was judging this overweight grocery store checker, and his wife had to gently remind him, hey, maybe she just lost like 100 pounds, or maybe her husband left her this morning. You don't know.
It's a good reminder that we hardly ever know the whole story about someone's life, their problems, their good times, you know, all of it. To think we can fairly judge someone based on just like a quick glance is, well, pretty arrogant.
It's like judging a book by its cover, you know? You never know the whole story just by looking at the outside.
And this goes along with what scholar Bruce Waltke says, which is that only God actually knows everything. We, as humans, we just can't make those kinds of perfect judgments. We don't know enough.
Okay, so after all that, Dr. Mounts asks a question that really made me think. He asks, do you have a right to an opinion about another person? He said that question caused some pretty strong reactions from people.
Yeah, that question really gets at, like, the core of how we see ourselves and other people. We like to hold on to our opinions, but this deep dive is asking us to, like, actually examine those opinions. Are they based on really understanding someone, or are they just coming from our limited point of view?
It's making me rethink, like, how quickly I jump to conclusions about people, you
yeah.
know? And it's a perfect lead-in to the next part of Dr. Mounts' lecture, where he talks about what's called the speck and log passage.
Ah, yes. Matthew 7.36, where Jesus uses that great metaphor to show how hypocritical it is to judge others when you're not even paying attention to your own faults.
It's like you're walking around with this huge plank sticking out of your eye, and you don't even notice, but then you're totally focused on this tiny speck of sawdust in someone else's eye.
Such a vivid image, right? And it gets to the heart of it. We're so quick to point out the flaws in other people while we completely ignore our own problems.
So is he saying we should never try to help someone who's doing something wrong?
Not necessarily. Dr. Mounts explains that it's not about avoiding the issue completely. It's about being in the right place to actually address it. Like, have you dealt with your own planks first? Are you coming at it with humility and a real desire to help, not just to, like, put someone down?
Okay, that makes sense. But that also makes me wonder, how do we even start to recognize those planks in our own lives?
That's where self-reflection comes in, and being honest with ourselves. It's not always easy, but it's super important if we want to avoid being a hypocrite, like Jesus talked about.
Okay, so then we get to this really interesting part where Dr. Mounts talks about dogs and pigs.
Yes, the part about not giving what is sacred to dogs or throwing pearls before swine. It's about knowing that sometimes you have to be careful about when and how you try to address sin in someone's life.
He even tells this funny story about how he was giving a lecture in Shanghai, and he mentioned wild boars, and everyone in the audience was totally confused because they were picturing Porky Pig.
Which, let's be real, is not exactly what Jesus had in mind. But it shows how important it is to communicate clearly and to, like, know your audience.
And his main point is that it's not always the right move to speak up, even if we see something we think is wrong. Sometimes it's smarter to just stay quiet.
Exactly. It might not be the right time, the right place, or even the right kind of relationship to try to address the issue. Being discerning is key.
So this all comes back to the idea of consequences. Dr. Mounts talks about this principle of, what's it called, reciprocity, that whole judge not or you too will be judged idea.
And that really makes you wonder, when are we being judged? Is it happening all the time? Is it something that'll happen in the future? And how does it all relate to our everyday lives, you know?
Right. These are some pretty big questions, and we'll definitely keep talking about them as we continue to dive into Do Not Judge. Mm-hmm. So before we got lost in that whole thing about wild boars and pearls, we were talking about what happens when you're judgmental, like that whole judge not or you too will be judged thing. Kind of scary, right?
Yeah, it definitely has this, like, weight to it. You know, It's like this universal law that says what you give out comes back to you, but specifically with how we judge others.
Totally. And Dr. Mounts brought up that people who are super quick to judge other people, they usually end up getting judged a lot themselves. Like, it's almost as if being judgmental creates this cycle of negativity around them.
That's interesting, because he also says that God might be more patient with those who don't judge other people as much.
Yeah.
Like, maybe when we're willing to give other people a break, that somehow affects how God interacts with us.
Whoa, okay. Now we're getting into some pretty deep stuff. But that's a fascinating idea, right? Like, maybe how we treat other people actually impacts our relationship with God.
It makes you think, that's for sure. And even though Dr. Mounts doesn't tell us exactly how it all works, I think it reminds us that how we relate to God and how we relate to other people, they're all connected in ways we might not always see.
Okay, but that makes me wonder. So does that mean God's, like, always judging us, keeping track of every little mistake we make?
Well, that's where it gets a little more complicated. Dr. Mounts talks about two kinds of judgment, present and future judgment. In the present, he thinks God lets us experience the natural consequences of what we do, both good and bad.
So it's not necessarily about God punishing us directly, but more like things just work a certain way in the world and our actions have results. Like, if you eat a whole bag of chips, you'll probably get a stomach ache. It's not God punishing you. It's just what happens.
Exactly. Our choices have consequences, and those consequences shape our lives right now. But Dr. Mounts also says that there's probably a future judgment, too, like a final accounting of sorts.
Right, but he doesn't really get into the details of what that might be like, which I guess makes sense. It's one of those mysteries that only God really knows.
And maybe that's part of the point. The point of Do Not Judge is really about how we act, the choices we make, and how it's our job to treat others with love and grace. It's not about stressing over how or when God's going to judge us in the end.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. But honestly, I'm still kind of struggling with this whole thing about when it's okay to say something to someone about their sin. Like, how can we be sure we're even the right person to do that?
Dr. Mounts seems to be really careful about that, too. He emphasizes that we should be super careful and self-aware before we try to correct someone else.
He even says, just don't do it unless you absolutely have to. And he really emphasizes how important love, grace, and mercy are in everything we do, especially with other Christians.
Which I think goes along with the whole message of the Sermon on the Mount. It's about having a heart that's like Jesus, full of love and compassion. A heart that's more concerned with being good ourselves than pointing out other people's mistakes.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's rewind for a second and think about those three interpretations of Do Not Judge again. We started with don't have any opinions ever, which we decided was impossible. Then we talked about don't be a jerk, which means we shouldn't be overly critical of people. And last, we talked about that more extreme literal interpretation from Greg Boyd.
What's interesting is that Dr. Mouse seems to end up somewhere in between those last two. He clearly doesn't like the whole judgmental, critical attitude, but he also thinks we should be really careful about when we try to confront sin in others.
And it's not like he's saying we should just ignore bad behavior or act like everything's fine, right?
Yeah.
He's just saying we need to really think about it, be humble, and look at ourselves first before we try to correct somebody else.
Exactly. We have to remember that we don't know everything. We don't have all the answers. And our main job isn't to judge, but to love.
So what was the biggest thing that stuck out to you from Dr. Mounce's lecture? Like, what really resonated with you?
For me, it was him emphasizing how much we don't know. We can't possibly know everything going on in another person's life, their struggles, what's in their heart, and realize that that should make us way less likely to judge them.
You know, that's what really got me thinking, too. It's so easy to get caught up in our own way of seeing things and judge other people without really understanding them. This whole deep dive has been a good reminder to have more empathy for people and judge them less.
Which brings us right back to the main question we're trying to answer. What does do not judge really mean? It's clearly not a simple idea, and we've only started to explore it, really.
Right. And Dr. Mounce leaves us with this one last question that really gets you thinking, and I think it's the perfect way to move into the last part of our deep dive. So Dr. Mounce leaves us with this really big question. Could God be more patient with those who are less judgmental of others? It's like he's saying that whether we're judgmental or not, that might actually change how God treats us.
Yeah, it really makes you think, doesn't it? It's like he's saying that how we get along with other people and how we get along with God, they're all kind of tied together. And even though he doesn't give us a definite answer, I think he's asking us to consider that how we act towards other people, it might spread out and even affect our connection with God.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of really complex ideas about God and stuff, but I bet our listeners are wondering how they can actually use all this wisdom in their daily lives.
Right. That's the big question. And I think a good place to start is just by noticing when we're judging others. Like, we can start paying attention to those times when we quickly form an opinion about someone or what they're doing.
So it's like we should stop ourselves before we jump to conclusions.
Exactly. And then we can ask ourselves a few questions like, am I basing my opinion on everything I know? Am I being too critical? Is this coming from a place of love? Or am I just trying to feel better than them?
Those are some really helpful questions to ask. It's like we're looking in a mirror and checking our own hearts and intentions.
And remembering that we don't see the whole picture. We don't know everything, and we can't possibly know everything about someone else's life. Being humble is key.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about those times when we really feel like we need to say something to someone about their sin? How do we do that without being judgmental or, like, hypocritical?
Well, I think what Dr. Mount said about the speck and log passage is really important here. Before we try to correct someone, we need to check our own hearts first. Have we dealt with our own issues? Are we coming at this wanting to help, not just to make them feel bad?
So it's not just what we say, but why we're saying it.
Exactly. And even then, we need to be smart about how we talk to them. Choosing the right time, the right place, and the right words, it all matters.
Hmm.
And sometimes it might even mean realizing that we're not the right person to talk to them about it.
That's a good point. Sometimes the best way to show love is to step back and let someone else who's closer to them handle it.
Right. It's about knowing our limits and trusting that God's working in everyone's lives, even if we don't always see how.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into Do Not Judge, what are the big things you want our listeners to take away? What's the most important stuff to remember?
Well, I think the first thing is that do not judge is a lot more complicated than it might seem at first. It's not about never having an opinion or never addressing sin. It's about treating people with love, grace, and trying to understand them.
And remembering that we don't know everything. We can't judge fairly if we don't know the whole story. And most of the time, we just don't.
Exactly. And in the end, I think it's all about trying to have a heart like Jesus. A heart that's more focused on loving and forgiving than on judging.
I love that. And it takes us back to that last question Dr. Mounce asked about God's patience. If judging others can affect how God treats us, what if forgiving others also changes how much God forgives us?
It's a great question to think about, right? It's like this beautiful idea that the love and grace we give to others might actually make more room for love and grace in our own lives.
So as we say goodbye from this deep dive into Do Not Judge, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought. What if, instead of focusing on other people's flaws, we started looking for the good in them? What if we tried to understand and care for everyone we meet? Imagine how much that could change, both for us and for everyone around us. This is The Deep Dive, signing off until our next adventure in knowledge.